Chipmunk has illuminated an awful lot of history, from Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock to Paul Anka in Las Vegas, from the Ollie Foreman rumble in the jungle in Zaire to Pope John Paul's Mass at Dodger Stadium. Mr. Monk has been acclaimed as the D.W. Griffith of stage shows, the man whose lighting and stagecraft turned musical acts into major productions. He uttered one of the most fabled admonitions of the Age of Aquarius at Woodstock, when the people running the world's first mass rock concert realized they needed someone to calmly alert the crowd to a potential peril. They saw a lighting technician standing near the microphone.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please...
Edward Chipmunk is now 64 years old and living in Melbourne, Australia. This week he receives the 2004 Parnelli Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest honor of the staging and lighting industry. Chipmunk joins us now from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
It certainly is my pleasure.
And to take care of some old history, how did you get drafted into making that presentation?
Michael Lang, who was the producer of Woodstock, turned to me in the morning when we were just finishing setting up, and he said, "Oh, by the way, I've overlooked an MC, and I'm afraid you're it." So he said, "And I think they're a little too close to the stage. The audience has to be moved back. So why don't you start now?" And that was it.
Pardon my naivety on this, but what's the difference between a stage show that is well lit and has coherence and clarity and all the properties you want to bring to it, and something that misses?
Possibly for the majority of the audience, no difference. We are a support mechanism. Mm-hmm. We're basically three fingers under the elbow as the artist crosses the street. There's a real fine line between excellent lighting and support services and distraction, where the light show is spoken about or is reviewed. When you start getting more press than the act does, it's not a good idea to be in town.
Yeah.
Out of town. Quick.
Are some musicians better than others with lighting people and people on the crew, techies, roadies?
Yeah, they either have implicit trust or they don't. If an artist is comfortable with themselves and they're getting enough applause, yes, then you have a wonderful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason they get up on the wrong side of bed and feel for some reason that it's your fault, whoops, watch out. Sometimes it's nobody makes that sort of money but me. And I quote. And I quote, my dear Miss Mildew.
Dear Miss Mildew?
Yes, she is one of the best performers I have
ever
Bette
Midler.
Worked with. Yes. Yes, and we call her Miss Mildew just for short. And she is amazingly talented. But boy, when she gets unglued, boy, does she come unglued.
Mm.
We had screaming and yelling matches at the Majestic Theater in New York when she was doing the show Divine Madness. Didn't click. But the outcome, magnificent.
Yeah.
But the doing of it was so painful.
For her too, or?
I would imagine, yeah. I wasn't going to let her off the hook. Why should I suffer?
So was it at the Village Gate that you began to work with, going through the material here, Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes, and mostly it started with jazz acts. Then folk started to become more popular, and the Belafonte folk singers, and Harry, and Miriam McCabe, and Odetta, and Josh White, and all those folks started rolling through, and Pete Seeger, and Peter, Paul, and Mary as well.
I just want to read off some names of people that you've known and worked with over the years and just get some kind of reaction,
sure.
if you wouldn't mind.
By all means.
Bob Dylan.
Ugh, such a recluse, it was so difficult. Two words was a major breakthrough. In my early days at the Gate, I was pleased enough to be able to get a large space next door to it, and I turned it into an apartment because it was particularly convenient that way. And Bob came in the evenings, and I had an IBM Selectrix, one of those wonderful golf ball typewriters, and he wrote a lot of his material there. Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, Hollis Brown, and all that.
He wrote that on your IBM Selectric typewriter?
Yeah, yes.
That's a piece of history. Where is that typewriter now?
Unfortunately, I have no idea, Scott.
Another name I circled, who I must say was a favorite of mine, and she died a few years ago, Laura Nyro.
Yes. That was a very difficult performance. That was at Monterey Pop. And she
must have been, 16, 17, something?
Very young. I, unfortunately, had very little sleep, and somebody gave me what I thought was a Purple Heart, and unfortunately it wasn't. It was acid.
I'm afraid I don't know. Unless you mean the metal, I don't know what a Purple Heart is.
No, not at all. No. I was looking for a stimulant. Because I was particularly tired. It took us an enormous amount of
time. And this was the days
before
Starbucks, for example.
Indeed.
No lattes available.
Very true. So Laura's cue for blackout was she was going to raise her hand in the air, and then when she dropped her hand only, not her arm, just dropped her hand into limpness, that was the blackout. Well, I just stood there and watched her do it, and poor girl didn't get a blackout.
You've been in Australia for a number of years now.
About 15 years.
What are you doing in Australia?
Well, I married one of them, and unfortunately she died last year.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. The most important thing to remember is this happens to everybody, and it's not just happening to you. So now what I'm doing is, with the blessing of the Parnelli Award being given to me, I'm also now looking back here at home to see if I can be of any use.
Well,
thank you. This has been a joy, I must say.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Edward Chipmunk, who this week receives the highest honor of the staging and lighting industry, the 2004 Parnelli Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome with us Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore. I'm sorry.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.